Welcome to 9 to 5 Back Daily for Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Apple's second developer beta version of iOS 12.2 is now available, and included are a few notable changes and features. First, there are four new animal choices for Apple's Animoji feature, the app inside Messages and FaceTime that lets you control a virtual character with your facial expressions. Joining the 20 other characters, which already include monkeys, robots, aliens, and smiling poop, is the brand new giraffe, shark, owl, and warthog. Each new animal with their own unique expression designs, matching facial movement, including blinking and sticking out your tongue. Animoji works on iPhone X series phones and the latest iPad Pros with Face ID. And if you have AT&T and live in one of about 400 markets where the carrier has faster 4G internet speeds, your service may change from LTE to something called 5GE. The change is rather controversial because 5GE isn't actually 5G internet, but evolutions of existing 4G internet, and it's strictly an AT&T marketed name and not a new industry standard. Apple is rumored to skip true 5G on iPhones this year, waiting until at least 2020 to add 5G antennas to new iPhones, likely when there's more true 5G coverage to actually be used. iOS 12.2 Beta 2 also changes the icon for picking speaker targets and control center, replacing the curved corner icon with the official AirPlay icon for audio, which animates, and the classic AirPlay video icon when sending a movie or TV show to an Apple TV or an AirPlay 2 TV. And in Apple Store news, the retailer is now selling refurbished iPhone X phones for the first time, priced from $769, down from $999 brand new a year ago, and $850 or more from other retailers now. Apple stores are also selling a new adapter from Belkin that lets you use a wired Ethernet connection to the internet while charging an iPhone or iPad over Lightning. The adapter costs $99 and is designed for small businesses using iPads as kiosk stations in environments without Wi-Fi. In Apple Pay news, Apple's mobile payment service is expanding in France, adding HSBC France and BNP Paribas banks, joining 25 other card issuers. And a new market research report from CIRP, or CIRP, claims that Apple's HomePod now has 6% share of the smart speaker install base in the U.S., CIRP estimates that the total market in the U.S. consists of about 66 million smart speakers total, up from 36 million year over year, while Apple's $349 HomePod makes up about 4 million. And remember the FaceTime eavesdropping bug story from last week? We're still awaiting Apple's software fix for customers that will turn group FaceTime back on. That could be coming as soon as later today. But there's some good news for the 14-year-old boy who is credited with first discovering the bug. According to CNBC, a high-level Apple executive, not named, visited the 14-year-old boy at his home in Arizona, presumably to thank him, and they also indicated that he would likely be eligible for Apple's invite-only bug bounty program, possibly being paid for what he found and shared with Apple. And also on the site, Michael Stieber has a new firsthand look at the latest Today at Apple creative learning sessions at Apple stores and how they're being used to share creative optimism for attendees. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.